I want to take some time to talk to you about some of the dynamics, the behind-the-scenes things that take place within the summer day camp experience. I want to show this clip to you again. You've already seen it, but I want to show it to you again about Jonel and the experience that he had with his emerging leaders. And then I want to come back and talk a little bit about some of the things that were happening within the summer camp experience that I think will be very beneficial for you as students.
Transformation in the heart of the city, where youth grow in faith and confidence to serve, starting with the children in our neighborhood, reaching as far as God's purpose for their lives take them. SwitchUp exists to mold youth in Northeast Denver into transformational leaders of their generation. Our vision is seeing a community of young transformational leaders who are impacting their friends, family, and community.
Jonel and I have been working with Ted Travis to create SwitchUp from Ted's transformational discipleship model.
Transformational discipleship, developed by Ted Travis, cultivated about four emerging leaders that were impacting about 25 kids in the neighborhood. We have actually taken the model and expanded it in partnership with the Denver Red Shield, where we have 7 emerging leaders who are impacting up to 60 kids per day in a 5-week summer day camp.
So taking on a leadership role and leading possibly 20 kids at a time, pretty much on your own, is a pretty intense experience.
Like when they first introduced it to us, they're like, well, you're gonna run lead kids and like inspire them.
So I just thought leadership was more about being dominant, speaking over everyone.
So we have this word called adultism in transformational discipleship, and it's a danger that takes place inside the context of youth leadership. And it's a part where inside of the summer day camp, in which our emerging leaders are leading, if things begin to go chaotic, then adults have the tendency to take over. However, as youth become more comfortable in their leadership, they begin to push back on the leadership and simply say, we got it.
And when we started realizing, like, wow, these are kids, you know, these are lives that are growing and we're working with, and we have a chance to pour into them so much.
That was, like, the challenge for me.
You can see a bunch of kids smiling, having fun, and like they're looking up to, like, I want to be her one day.
This actually made me feel really great. Like, made me feel like I'm capable of doing more than I thought I could.
I didn't know that, like, teenagers could be like this.
They've definitely shown up.
This has become a safe place for them to grow. They would say, you know, I'm different here than I am other places. I'm more outgoing here. I believe in myself more here. And so I'm glad that we could create that foundation.
SwitchUp has actually made a really big impact on my life.
There's always been a teacher or my parent always tell me, like, you're a leader and you just don't see it.
I switched my whole, like, leadership role and made me step out of my comfort zone. And
I think there's a lot of different types of leadership and everybody has their own strengths.
Whatever type of leader you are, like, you can make it from here. Like, you can inspire kids.
It's really helping me out to be a better person.
I stepped in this opportunity and was like, I'm going to be a leader because everybody said I was.
Big thank you to the Salvation Army Denver Red Shield for allowing our emerging leaders to design and lead their summer day camp. Thank you to all of our supporters who have journeyed alongside of us for the last 7 months as we begin to develop the transformational discipleship model. And we would like to invite more people to support.
I want to point out to you some aspects of the summer day camp that I think were very significant, both to Jonel as the leader and to the emerging leaders as well. One window is a month before the camp was to start. Jonel called me, and he called me into his office, and he said, you know, Ted, I got a problem. And I said, what's the problem? He said, I don't know what to do. And I said, what do you mean you don't know what to do? He said, I said, there's nothing for me to do. I mean, the emerging leaders, they're ready. They're preparing the camp. Everything is working, and I don't know what to do. And so I laughed and said, well, you know, go home, relax, take a vacation. you've put in the work, you've prepared, and so now it's time to relax. It's time to relax and be ready for the first day of camp. But it's interesting. You know, I think one of the great enemies of youth ministry is the sense of immediacy and urgency that is so prevalent within particularly the Western culture, Western Christian culture. We don't realize that time really is our friend. I remember meeting with some leaders, church leaders, and I had been involved with their youth program, and they asked me, you know, what I thought. And I said, you don't give yourselves enough time for youth development. You know, your youth could lead very easily the programs that you're running. But they can't do it when you start preparing for it a week before the event. You need to give yourself time. It's almost as if someone has talked about this. I'm not sure who it was, but I read this somewhere, that there's the law of the farm and the law of the city. And the idea is that most of us live the law of the city, where everything is immediate, everything's fast-paced, and you want immediate results all the time. Whereas the law of the farm is very different. And again, I did not grow up on a farm, so I don't know this, but I do know enough about what happens when you plant and you water and things grow. And farmers know about this. They understand how that works. Where there's a time to plant the seeds, there's a time to water and to nurture, and there's a time when it finally comes to fruition. And we need that law of the farm in youth development. You need to recognize that God, if you do the right things and you introduce the right things at the right time, it's going to lead to growth. It's going to lead to development. And we need that in youth ministry. And so we need to think in terms of think about ministry over a year's time instead of just a day or a month. When we plan, I know that for me, I would plan for the ministry year. I do that in August. The ministry year started September through August of the next year. I would start in August. I would take the time to do the planning. After meeting with youth and figuring out what their felt needs were, their expression of their felt needs, then I would put the sessions together, at least a general sense of where we're going for the year. I'd start off with relational type topics in the first part of the year, and then move into more of the God doctrinal topics toward the end of the year. You could focus on early in the year, you focus on things like family and school and struggles with peers. Whereas toward the end, you can talk about God and Christ and salvation and those things. But you think over a long period of time. You start your work with your emerging leaders. You get them started working with kids children in a small group. You start them off in maybe October, November, where they're starting to meet with kids and they're learning how to work as a team in leading a small group of young people. And that prepares the way for them when during the summer they'll be doing that for 5 days a week for X number of weeks. You don't start preparing your summer program a week before it starts. You start working on your summer program 4 or 5 months in advance. You give youth time to train, to prepare, to plan, to work through their questions, to become comfortable with leading. We need to have a healthy view of time. I know that there are different cultures respond to time differently, but I think it really is a stewardship and how we work with people over time and how we allow for the Word of God and for the Spirit of God to move in such a way that young people grow, they change. And so that's one window. A second window into some of the dynamics of day camp. It took place the first week of camp. John L. heard that the emerging leaders were having some problems. And so he pulled them together and said, "What's up?" And they replied, says, "Look, you have trained us, you've prepared us, and yet now you're kind of getting in the way. Let us do this. We can get this done. Let us do our work." And Janelle was surprised by that, but he said, but then he thought about it. He says, "Yeah, you're right." He says, so in a sense, he backed off. But what he did was he discovered that he still had a little bit of adultism in him, that he was behaving as if he knew what to do and they did not know what to do, and he was trying to exert little measures of control that was unnecessary. I've been a music student, vocal student for a long time. And one of the things you have to deal with as you're studying voice, there's this thing called muscle memory. When you are born, your body works perfectly. But over time, you start developing different habits that impact your singing voice. Maybe you decide it sounds better to talk like this. Or maybe there's something else that you do with your posture or something that messes with your voice. Well, a vocal coach will come in and they help you deal with that muscle memory. We youth leaders have muscle memory as well. We have practices that we do that we don't want to do, and we don't even see ourselves doing them, but it happens. I want you to know that for youth leadership, especially in the area of transformational discipleship, it's okay to allow someone to help you, someone outside of you to see what you're doing and coach you, help you say, "Do you realize you're doing this right now? Or you're saying this right now? And let me help you get a start on doing it the right way, and then as you learn those things, you will continue to sing properly or lead properly." You need to know that in the realm of music, that opera singers, famous opera singers, singers that have sung for 30, 40 years, they have coaches. They have coaches. Those coaches help them. In the realm of youth ministry, particularly if we're going to change to a transformative approach, it's helpful to have someone there helping you, just checking in, helping you see, helping you learn how to be more transformational in your ministry. And if that's your case, please be aware. Hopefully this course will help you, but also our ministry will be around to help you with that. There's opportunities for being coached and being helped in learning how to do that better. The third window is when a leader, another leader, came to visit the summer day camp. And this was a lesson in, I think of Walt Whitman's phrase, "I'm the teacher of athletes. He that by me spreads a wider breast than my own proves the width of my own." Well, this guy who was a leader in another Christian youth organization had visited, and John L. was going to walk with him through the summer day camp. They met at a community center. So he was going to take him through. And he did that. And I just happened to be there with him. So I'm walking with them, the three of us. And John L. is explaining everything. He's talking about the program and how it works. He's talking about the emerging leaders and their responsibility. He's talking about why they do what they do and the impact that it's having on young people. And he's talking all of these things about transformational discipleship and all the stuff that comes out of building cathedrals and all the stuff that we worked on over the past year. Well, I didn't say a thing. I didn't have to. And I really didn't want to. It wasn't my moment. It was his moment. And he was doing all of this explaining, and I just felt just a sense of excitement that he owns this. He understands. And he is excited about bringing about change, genuine change, in the young people that he's serving. You know, in leadership, many times, I was the same way. Youth leaders are trained, we're trained to lead, but we're not necessarily trained to develop leaders. But part of developing leaders is that when you develop the leaders, you let them lead. And then you rejoice in what they have learned. It's passing it on and being there as a coach and as a supportive person. But it's not about you. It's about the people that God influences through you. You're just the conduit. And this transformational ministry, it creates that. It creates that kind of experience where now you really are seeing things passed on. You're seeing youth passing on what they know to children. And then you see adults passing what they know on to youth. And so you have a multiplying effect. You have that in a neighborhood. Life becomes very dynamic and very exciting. Well, I just wanted to share with you those three windows into the emerging leader and the day camp experience. There are things that happen that really are transformative and are life-changing.